that both parcels on the property, if the setbacks would work, you've got public water, which the 3 acre, I was on the planning and zoning board when that was established. And the criteria for that really was, at the time, the idea that you needed that much space to have a well and a septic system in this area.
The 2 acre minimum?
Water already to it, public water, that would give me less concern.
But in the past, wasn't it, I mean, it was set up as 3 acres, but now it's only 2, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, originally it was a 3 for a while, and then it went to 2.
Went to 2 for state standards. We matched the state at this point. So we're close to that.
Yeah. 1.5 and 1.68.
Yeah.
I personally wouldn't have a problem.
I would agree. I think since they're already separated out, they're already acting as if it is 2 separate lots. If they were on a combined sewer, or if it were well, I would have a concern, but in this case, I don't necessarily have a concern.
Can I interrupt again?
Sure.
The occupants use the high line as the line of demarcation for their land. They each mow their own yard. I mean, they think that's the line, but it's not, typically, right? Really. And the water system comes from the highway, from the street up there. The water meters and the lines are, excuse me, yeah.
Anybody for or against?
Okay. Do we have anybody that would be opposed to this that would like to speak? Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yes, my name is Bruce Williams, and I live in the Sunny Hill subdivision, and I have the restrictions and conveyances from Fred and Patsy Baker whenever the lots were originally laid out. And the reason you would buy into a particular subdivision is I like the lot sizes, 3.5 acres more or less. And the restrictions state that they will remain that original size of that particular lot. And I was noticing the lot lines along there. If you divide it, I'm not sure how far the property would be from the lot line going down through to divide the two lots. And I am opposed to dividing them. There's already 2 septic tanks on that one lot. And, I don't know when that, septic rule came into effect in Taney County. I would think that 2 septic systems on that one lot would be more than enough. And I'm not sure that if we set a precedence in dividing the lots, if someone else could then divide their lot. And someone else divide their lot, and it become homes next to each other. I like the open space. I like my 3.5 acre lot. I have my home. I have my garage. I have my work shed on it. And it all meets the requirements of the restrictions and conveyances that were laid out originally.
Would we be able to take a look at that?
Pardon?
May I take a look at that, please?
Yes, you may.
We don't allow anything to really set a precedence.
Okay.
Right. We don't allow that. We look at each individual
item. Case by case.
Right.
Okay.
We've discussed that it does match the setback of the county. Each individual unit does.
Right.
And that's one reason we are looking at it favorably, because it will not encroach on anyone. And it does match.
No, we're not. I just know that I'm not sure which ones they're wanting to sell off, either the ones on the north or the unit on the south. But I noticed the ones on the north side, it appears that they're running a business, automobile repair. There's 5 or 6 cars stacked up out front. And then the building, the residence on the south, by the south lot line, is has debris stacked up along the property line.
So how, Scott, how recent are these pictures?
This is 2019. My pictures are just a couple weeks ago.
Did you see any debris or cars?
They were loading a little bit right here, but I didn't see anything on this one that gave me concern. I didn't realize that. I mean, just looking at them both standing out there, and I put the peg right in, stapled it.
There's really nothing we can do as a county about that?
I'm a firm believer, and if you own a piece of property, that piece of property should really be yours. And I have on either side of me sat vacant for years. The one on the south side of me, the mobile is dilapidated and falling down, and nature's reclaiming that piece of property.
Right.
And I like nature. Nature, let it take over the property that's there. And the person that ends up buying that lot or using that lot would have to clear it again. But the fact that I try to keep mine in good shape, and you have kept your property in excellent shape, it's mowed, things have been done to it. But I just think that the lots should remain that one size. I don't know how they got two homes on one lot, and I'm not sure if each one of those residents meet the square footage requirements according to the restrictions and conveyances that were originally set forth in 1976 or 77.
And your properties were in relation to this?
I'm south of them on the west side.
Can we point that out, please?
Be what forward with it?
I'm not sure. Sure, I'm just south of them, and I'm on the west end side. Keep coming this way if you come down with your arrow there. 329 Prospect Road should be mine. Williams is the last name.
That's it right there, then.
So it's like lot number three.
Was that it? It could be.
The off of our picture here.
It says four.
And 3.4 acres.
You're the one with the circle drive?
Pardon?
You have the circle drive?
Yes,
So it's lot four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I see.
And I'm also hard of hearing.
And you've owned that property how long?
I have owned it for the last 11 years, but my uncle and my father and my brother surveyed the property off for Fred and Patsy Baker. And the lot was originally bought by my mother and stepfather because I lived here in Taney County and I didn't have two nickels to rub together. So they bought the property, built the home, and it was left to me.
I see. Did anybody else have any further questions? Well, thank you.
Thank you. Could I have my...
Yes, sir. It's right here.
Thank you.
Did anybody else wish to speak regarding this? Okay. Would anybody like to make a motion for or against?
I would make a motion in the variance request number 20-13B to approve the request for the variance with the lots being split down the power line.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I will second that motion.
Okay, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Okay.
I just make the comment that I think that the covenants that were here don't dictate our decision. I think that the person that spoke out against it still has an avenue to take those covenants. And
I'm just saying, yep. I just wanted to let my comment be heard.
Well, you got good points. Yep. Appreciate you coming forward.
Thank you very much.
So a decision of record for all decisions approved tonight will be generated by my office, and a copy will be mailed, and then Marla will make arrangements with the applicants to either send you the originals to have notarized and then mailed back and recorded, or come by the office to sign the originals and have notarized and then recorded. So she'll be in contact with you after, or just call her after you get the copy. Okay? All right.
Our next item is number 20-14V for James Moore, a variance request.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Applicant James Moore seeking a variance from the provisions of Section 7, Table 1, the setbacks of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Applicant seeking a 21-foot front property line setback and a 4-foot 6-inch corner side setback, allowing for the construction of an 8-foot by 24-foot long deck, 21 feet from the front property line and 4-foot 6 inches from the side property line. Per the Taney County Development Guidance Code, Section 7, Table 1, Property Line Setbacks, the minimum front property line setback is 25 feet, and a side property line setback is 12.5 feet for subdivision or county roads. Per the assessor's information, the subject's property is 73 feet by 66 feet irregular in size, with one single-family home built in 2004. It is lot number 24, located in Pine Woods Village Subdivision. So if Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve variance request 2014B, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. One's approval of a side setback of 4 foot 6 inches and a front setback of 21 feet for construction of a 28 by, and that should be 24 foot deck on the east side of the single family home. This would allow the applicant to place the deck 4 foot 6 inches from the side property line and 21 feet from the front property line. Two, a Division I permit will be required before construction begins. Three, compliance with all other applicable provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And four, a decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. So this is the lot.
Okay.
Zoomed out. I think you guys have seen some. This is the quarry there on Historic 165. It's in the Pineswood Village that's in behind. He presented a drawing. Your street is here, and then your street's over here. And then I just drew in conceptually how that deck would be on the side. A few pictures. He's got a couple of large trees here, which the deck didn't reach to those. I assumed they were going to stay, but I didn't ask. He can let you know. You can see where the water line's been marked. We did have a variance request on this parcel, so I knew where this pin was, and then it was over here. So we lined that all up just to get my measurement for that side setback. And this is just, I reversed the view so we could see the other direction. And then just kind of backed out on the road to just give you a visual of the deck and then let the applicant explain the reasons for the variance request.
Is Mr. Moore here?
A little background. We moved from a 3,000 square foot house with a full basement and a barn. So we had a lot of stuff. This particular house is 1,250 square feet. So we plan on finishing off the existing deck. If you can go back to that picture. Making that a Four Seasons room. and then extend and then building a deck out, and it doesn't come out to those trees. If you look at that